Blog Talk Radio.
Baby got like a trunk, trunk. Looking for my man, he a punk. She got a body like Baywatch, Baywatch. I met her at playoff. Ten bottles, bought ten more. Told her move her to the tempo. Is you really with the though? Really, is you really with the though? We got champagne and vodka, vodka. Those will be a thing, need a pile of both.
All right, y'all, what's going on? You already know who it is, and for those who don't, it's your girl Deanna of DeannaDiaz.com, and I'm your host, as always, for Delicious Radio. I'm really excited to be here because I haven't been on for a while. I had so many other things going on, you just won't believe, and my company is growing and expanding, but it's no excuse. I'm here back with y'all today. So later on, around 3:15-ish, one of my own Pittsburgh native home girls is going to be coming on to the show today. And she had to call me and tell me her name, y'all, because I was going to butcher it all up. You hear me? Her name is Jamila. Jamila Thoroughbred Robinson will be coming on the show today to talk about her new book, Street Love, A Woman's Guide to Thoroughness. So now, with that being said, we always have a topic of the day, and today's topic is no other than, it's based off my blog that I wrote for this week. So if you haven't been down there, make sure you check it out. It's DeannaDiaz.com/blog, or you can just go to DeannaDiaz.com and click on blog, and you'll see my latest blog for today. I want to give a shout out to Tamika Harden from South Carolina for winning the last giveaway that was hosted on my blog. I wrote a blog 2 weeks ago talking about how to keep the box polished. Now, you take from that what you will. However, It's called How to Keep the Box Polished. And one of the things that I use to keep the box polished is 100% virgin coconut oil from Trader Joe's. And that's what she won, y'all. She won a big, huge, decent-sized jar, which is going to cost me a lot of money when I ship it out, of coconut oil. I also got some new music coming to you by Slyciono. He hails out of North Carolina. Now he is down in Atlanta, Georgia. So make sure you follow his Snapchat. That's Slyciono. And we're going to hear new music from him shortly. Also, if you did not know, I have a Snapchat now. Yes, I be on that joint on a daily basis. But don't worry, it's all good. It is all good. So if you need somebody else to follow on Snapchat, make sure you do so. It's Daresa underscore D. It's Daresia underscore D. Make sure you hit your stuff on Snapchat. Snap me, I snap back. You chat me, I chat back. That's just what it is. That is just what it is. Before I play this song by Slyciono, it's called Dear, I want to give a shout-out to one of my good friends, Kimberly Blocker. She is on, God forgive me for forgetting the radio station that she's on, but she's at a radio station in Raleigh, and she won Radio Personality for the Year at a awards show that it is. I feel so bad. But shout out to Kimberly Block for doing her thing. She's a beautiful woman from the inside out, and she is truly awesome at what she does. Before we bring in our guest, I want to play this song by Slyciono. It's called Dear. So let me know what you think about it. Make sure you tell me in the chat how you feel, all that good stuff, and I'll be sitting right here when you get back. Get down from listening. All right.
Hey, Ma, I love you. I just wanted to call you to say that I appreciate you for everything you've done for me. Mama, this a letter of love. I thank the man above for choosing my dove. He matched the perfect mother with the perfect son. We had a great bond from day one. Miss Rhonda, that's the name of my mama. Grinding for that Mary J life, no more drama. I'm trying to get you everything you need and desire. That's why I stay speaking through the wire. Fire, it's what's burning in my soul. Mama, I love you. I just gotta let you know. Them things in your past right now, let them go. I love the fact you walking with God, so there's hope. You did what you could, just know that I love you for that. Wish you were here right now so I could hug you for that. God got us, I hope you're hearing me right. Mama, I pray this song brings some joy to your life. Dear mama. They call you, mama, you my angel. Just know I love all you. I know at times we don't see eye to eye. I thought I knew everything, I had to recognize. You the mother, I'm the son. You the teacher, I'm the one. The bread and the bun, before my life begun. I had to snap back to reality. Check, you my elder, so I got to show respect. Yeah, mama, your son got manners. I knew at times I used to go nuts, planners. But I remember what the switch do. I act up, they call you. I knew that you were coming through. You did what you could, just know I love you for that. Wish you were here right now so I could hug you for that. God got us, I hope you're hearing me right. I pray the songs bring some joy to your life. Dear mama.
All right, y'all. That was Dear Mama by Slice Dionos. Make sure you follow that guy on Twitter at Slicey. Yep, rhymes with spicy. Slicey Ono. Pronounced Slicey Ono. Make sure you follow that guy on Twitter and on Snapchat. Make sure you follow me too, guys, on Snapchat. If you're just now tuning into the show, the time is 3:11. Our special, very special VIP guest, Miss Jamila Robinson. I have to say it like that, so I don't mess up this child's name. She comes from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She's going to tell us about her new book in just a hot second. So, back to what I was saying about my blog, right? I do a blog. I've been pretty consistent with my blog. My blog comes out every week on DeannaDiaz.com. And my last blog that I put out, because I felt like it was kind of necessary, is 35 Things Everyone Should Know Before They're 30. So go ahead and check that out, DeannaDiaz.com/blog. And my last name is spelled with an S, not a Z. So a couple things that I feel like people should know before they're 35 is have official copies of your Social Security card and birth certificate. Not only just that, actually know your own Social Security number. Now, remember this, guys. As of this moment, at this time, I am 28 years old. Like my mama used to say, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. However, I'm still good. I'm still good. I know so many people around my age and older that do not know their own Social Security number. They don't even know. Now, it's up to you whether you want to have it in your on your person or not, but I would highly suggest that you do have a hard copy. You never know when you're definitely going to need it. All right, so have hard copies of your Social Security card or birth certificate. Also, I feel like people, especially this generation, need to know how to budget your finances. Buying a new pair of Jordans, unless you got it like that, buying a new pair of Jordans every single time they come out while you still riding the bus. And now I get it. There's people that invest in these shoes and they get people to buy these shoes. And whatever the case may be. However, how much investing are you really doing if you're investing in that public transportation every single day? Just saying, it's something to think about. It's something to think about. Another thing, fast food is just not, it's just not where it needs to be these days. Now, I am an advocate for Wendy's, but I have definitely scaled back my spending at that fantastic establishment. So I say all that to say what you should know to do or know how to do before you're 30 is how to cook. There's no excuses. Whether you're a male or a spoiled little female, you should know how to cook. Now, granted, my mother didn't sit me down in the room or in the kitchen with her for her to make me cook. However, I did eventually learn when I moved out on my own. It took me a while. A lot of money was wasted because I was burning up food. I tear it up, y'all. Tearing it up. But, you know, I got it together. So while we're waiting for our special guest to come on, she should be calling in any moment now because I feel like it's going to go down, and I'm very excited to hear from her. I'm going to take a brief moment to talk about, if you're on Facebook, then you would see the young lady that has been teased for her size. She actually looks like she has a thyroid problem, but she's been being teased for her size about her going to prom. And we're going to talk about that with our special guest because she is now on. So everybody give... Everybody, welcome my guest to the show. It is Jamila, right?
Jamila.
Yes, I said it right. I'm so excited that I said it right. I've been practicing saying your name correctly for the past 15 minutes. Listen,
Yes.
So, but I want to thank you for coming on to the show. It's such a great honor to have you. So now can you do me a favor and my listeners a favor and tell them a little bit about yourself? What should we know, girl?
All right. It is Jamella. I go by Thoroughbred Robinson. I am 32 years old from the Pittsburgh area, born and raised. I am a twin also. I have a twin sister. We are fraternal. A lot of people don't know that about me, and they stop me all the time on the streets, and they think I'm her, and they think I'm her, and they think she's me. But, yeah, I am an author, a mother. I have started my business, which is called Street Love Literature, which is basically we're on a mission to create and promote, you know, creative, unique literature, as in books, guides, and articles to express love for our streets, not just Pittsburgh, but, you know, the streets all over the place. So, I'm on a mission just to talk to young adults, women and men, and just get out to them creative books and workbook style self-help guides that I have also for our youth out here.
Okay, that is awesome. How many books have you put out thus far? And when did you put out your first book?
This is actually my first book. I actually published this one in 2015. So it's only been a year. This is my first project. I started this project in my 20s for young women growing up, just going through the things that I went through and the lessons and trials and tribulations that I went through. So, yeah, this is my first book. I do have other projects on the way. I have a men's guide that I want to put out soon, and also another women's guide that I am working on also. So, yeah, I have two more in the works, but this is my first one.
Okay, awesome. I've got to start somewhere, and I'm very anxious to get my hands on your book, to be honest. Now, is it paperback? Is it paperback or online or both?
Yes, I do have an ebook online. It's on smashwords.com. Readers can go on there and just type in Jamella Thoroughbred Robinson, and it will bring up the ebooks that I have available. You can download that on your phone, Android, Kindle, and all that. And also, I do have it in paperback, which I actually have now. I have a book shipment now that I'm offering to everyone. If you guys want to go through PayPal right now, it's just who I'm going through to get the paperbacks. And you guys can reach me at jamella185@gmail.com for book ordering information, and I'll get right back with them about that. So, yeah, we just have paper book and ebook right now.
Okay, cool. So tell us, like you said, about your story. You have a story which prompted you to write these, to start your project. Can you give us a little bit about your background? I understand if it's too personal, but can you let people know just a little bit?
Okay, yeah. I actually started this guy in my 20s. Growing up in my 20s, it's kind of the hard years in your life. So me just growing, changing, and progressing, you know, in my 20s, everything I went through, I would write. Every time I went through something, every time I, you know, had an up or down, I would just write and write and write. And ultimately, it, you know, became this women's guide that I came up with. So, I'm a typical girl from Pittsburgh growing up, middle-class family and all that, but one thing about me is that I am very observant. So, like, just me growing up, I always was a sit-back type of person where I observed things that were going on around me, and then I like to write about them. So I was always a calm, collected type of person. You know, a lot of people will be like, you know, she's not really talkative. But ultimately, that brought me to writing, and writing has brought me to this women's guide. And I just want to put this out there. If you get the women's guide, it's very personal. Also with like workbook style exercises and things like that. So actually, if you do read the book, you'll get to know me a little bit more. And it explains a lot. Yeah, definitely get your hands on the book, and you'll find out definitely more about me. I mean, I'm a regular, typical girl that goes through the same things that a lot of women go through. So I just want them, I just wanted to let them know what my mom taught me and what I went through growing up, and just give them something to let them think. And, you know, there's exercises in there and a lot of things that, you know, will bring out and help these young women, you know, get on the right page as they're mm-hmm. growing and progressing in their 20s.
Yeah, I feel like you're doing a very awesome thing right now, because if you even look on social media, there's a lot of lost young people out there these days. It just seems like that to me. It's like everybody is glorifying being a hoe or just all types of stuff. And it's like mothers are getting younger, the grandmothers are getting younger, and it's like, who's out here taking care of our youth these days? You know, me and you, we had it. You know, we may have stumbled or whatever, but our parents and our grandparents, they held us down for real, you know. So it's definitely kind of scary out there. Can you tell me at least five things that you feel that a woman before 30 should know?
That is a great, great question, Deanna. You know what? Number one thing that I have experienced in myself that I definitely believe women should do before 30, coming up on 30, is to get right with God. The religion, now, yes, girl. The religion nowadays, even with religion nowadays, it's just jumbled, and you know, people, it's a lot of controversy with those things. And I definitely think that's number one. Get right with God, because everything going on right now, we need that. You know, no matter what your religion is, number one, get right with God. Number two, I would say, is make a 5-year plan. I mean, it's not too late to start a to-do list and, you know what I mean, write down what you really ultimately want for yourself, even being 30 years old. I mean, 35, say a 35, that is a great thing, you know what I mean, a great time in your life. And just, you know, a 5-year plan is something definitely I believe people should do. Jot that down, stick to it, check off that to-do list. Let me think. Another one, definitely for 30, because, you know, I'm 32. So. I would say evaluate your relationships. Like, we're getting older. I mean, the people that we're hanging with, I mean, people are dying with their spouses. And, I mean, evaluate your spouse. Know what's going on. You know, are you happy? You know, is there tension in a relationship? And, you know, is it worth, you know, are you going to live the rest of your life with this person? I think that's another thing that I'm going through personally myself. Evaluating the relationships that I have right now. So I believe that's good too. Also, friendship. Just, you know, as a 30-year-old woman, you know, I'm ready to, you know, as the kids get older, you're ready to go out and hit the town and stuff. And
right.
Friendship is very important when you are up in your 30s too, because if you don't have friends, I mean, who are you going to go out with, you know? So friendship is important also. So I've definitely been focusing on my friends and hanging out more with my friends and family. So for the fifth one, I would say family also. Get in touch with more of your family. Find out who they are and, you know, reach out to, you know, second generations and third generations and just find out who you are. So that's also important too as far as being in your 30s, I definitely would believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you definitely said a mouthful, and I think you made some very, very great points out there. I hope the people
Thank
are listening.
You.
I can only hope.
I hope so too.
So, what? Now you got this book done. Are you doing any book signings or anything, or where can we expect to see you in person? And by the way, she does not look over 30, y'all. I seen the picture. She does not look
over
30.
I get it all the time. I don't, you know what, and that's, I love that fact too, because my targeted market audience is women 17 to 30, so I love the fact that I look young. But I am planning on having a few more events. I've met a few people actually this week at an event that I went to. So, look forward to me. I might be doing a seminar with some sisters that I met. Also, I don't have any book signings right now. I had one last year when I launched the book, but I hit the local libraries on my Facebook page. If you guys want to go on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/streetlifeempire. I usually stop in the local libraries, and I'll go there for a few hours. And, you know, if anyone wants to come and purchase a copy of Street Love, you know, I'll be at, you know, neighborhood library locations for them to do that. So, yeah, if they just check my Facebook page, stay up with my page, and just follow me and check me out, and I'll have a lot of information for you guys.
Awesome. So we got 4 minutes left in the show, and I don't want you to leave until you tell people again how can they reach you and get in contact with you so they can get this fabulous guide that you have out here.
Okay, yes. You can visit me on, like I said, facebook.com/streetloveempire. I also have a Street Love website where I do entertainment, monthly blogs. I have a female rapper of the month, which I do on there. That website is www.jamaila, which is jamaila185.wix, which is wix.com/streetlove. I know it's pretty long, but click on that link, that website. You'll find everything you need to know about me, how to contact me, and any questions or comments about, you know, the book or ordering information or anything like that. So those two websites, Facebook and Wix.com, you can definitely get in touch with me for more information.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it first, and I'm on the site right now.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Make sure y'all go and check her out. Okay, 412 in the building. Hey.
Yes, 412.
Yes, so make sure that y'all hit her up. All her information's up there, y'all. Make sure you support and get her book. I think what she's doing is fabulous, and more people like her. And so, yeah, that's all I got to say.
Thank you so much, Deanna, and I enjoy your work. It's also beautiful. Everyone, go and visit Deanna, Delicious Radio. I'm so honored to be, you know, on the show. I'm really honored for my first radio interview. I hope I did good.
Oh, you
but
did
thank
good.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
No problem. And I'm pretty sure there is more to go for you and your future. So don't stop till you get enough, and then keep going.
All right, now. Thank you so
blessed
much.
Day. Awesome. And I will talk to you later.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. All right, y'all. I want to thank once again Jamaila for coming on to the show. For some reason, I think I said that wrong earlier while she was on. I hope not. But I want to thank Jamaila for coming on to the show. She's just inspired me. Just by sitting here, and I ain't even read the book yet. So I think I'm going to get a couple copies and do a couple giveaways. That's how I feel about the situation right now. So I definitely want to support my people, support my women, support people from my city, and because we've just been going through it nowadays, to be honest. But, yeah, I want to thank everybody for coming through, stopping through, listening. I hope that y'all enjoyed the show. Don't forget. You can always advertise. Hit us up, dlr@theendofdeals.com. And I want to give a shout out to one of my good friends, and he looks so good, y'all. Model Jay Moore out of Raleigh, North Carolina. He's a runway model. So make sure y'all hit him up on Instagram, official Jay Moore, and y'all will see how fine he is, y'all. I ain't lying. So, all right. Until next time. Y'all stay blessed, continue to do great things. Make sure y'all go to my blog, check me out, www.deannadeals.com. You can also find me on Facebook, on my Facebook page.